It's Monday, and as Nick Healy would usually do on a Monday, we get our music director here at 2SER, Andrew Kuduri, in to talk about what we're going to be playing on 2SER this coming week.
Morning, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Just warming Nick's chair here.
Yep, it's looking pretty hot.
Thanks, man.
Sure. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Right, okay. Look, I've been doing a little bit of catch-up because I've been away and we had our supporter drive. So I've been catching up on a few records, and one of the ones that just really stood out that's been out for a little while, but it's been a little bit on the down low as well, is this solo debut from Bree Tranter, who used to be with the very short-lived but very celebrated The Middle East out of Townsville.
Oh, they were great.
Yeah, they were. And they had a top 10 record, their debut album, and then promptly split up very soon after at Splendor in the Grass.
That's right.
Yeah, but Bree Tranter has released her first full length. It's about, 6 weeks ago now. It's called Another Night on Earth. It's really moody. It's really ambitious. And look, what I really like about the record is that it's kind of like chamber pop, but she does it in a very, very dreamy, spacey way. Very jazzy, very airy, a lot of space. These dim-lit songs, they're really uninhibited, and they have this very mysterious vibe about them, but generally they're quite straight-up gorgeous. Let's just hear a little bit.
Fantastic. Deja vu from Bree Tranter here. Yeah, beautiful voice.
Yeah, really amazing sort of ethereal kind of sound. And that album's called Another Night on Earth from Bree Tranter, and that's just about to come out on vinyl on a label called 50 Records. So yeah, if you want to Google that one and seek it out, because there are a lot of people who are into the Middle East.
Yeah,
different sound. It's not quite the Middle East, but yeah, still really
good sense of mood. Because
Middle East
had a few singers, right?
They had so many songwriters, I think that they probably could have, you know, had APRA royalties coming left, right and centre, and just, they probably had their own office at APRA.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bree Tranter, really nice.
Yeah. So look, let's move on, and yep. We're going to move on to something very different. We're going to go to Soft Hair, which is the pairing of what I like to call kindred spirits in the off-kilter. So we're talking about Sam Eastgate, who is La Priest from out of LA, and New Zealander Conan Moccasin, who has been at Laneway and made quite a few waves here in the last couple of years. So yeah, look, they've made a self-titled effort under the name of Soft Hair. Apparently they were at a party and hanging out at a party in London, and this girl came up to them and said, "You guys have really soft hair." So that's how they got the name.
Okay.
But yeah, look, there are a couple of weird fresh fellows, and this record, it's just drenched in paisley a la Prince. Prince looms really large here. It's real paisley drenched neo-funk, full of those big falsetto cries and a lot of 80s soft pop melodies. Look, I actually think this could be the summer soundtrack for many an oxygen bar in Los Angeles. But I also think at times it sounds really great. Let's hear a bit.
Sounds great. Relaxed Lizard, this one from Soft Hair. Bass, I love it.
Feeling it? You feeling it?
I am feeling that big time. I love La Priest stuff as well, so it sounds like a great collaboration here.
Yeah, so that's Soft Hair, debut album, out now. The duo of Conan Moccasin and Sam Eastgate, who also works as La Priest.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, I love it. I love this stuff you bring in. This is why I'm doing the new music segment. I've only done it a few times with you, but just, the stuff you bring in is always new and opens my eyes to stuff I've never heard before.
Well, hopefully the listeners are enjoying it too,
Mick. I'm sure they are. One more.
Yeah, one more. Look, it's a band that probably is quite familiar to a lot of listeners. It's their first album in 4 years, but they've been around for nearly 30. I'm talking about Nashville's Lamb Chop, and Lamb Chop's essentially led by a singer-songwriter called Kurt Wagner, but every album has a very different floating ensemble of players. He's done albums that have numbered up to 18 players backing him and his songs. And look, he's been doing it for a long time. He's got this real interesting way about him. His songs are so dry.
Yeah.
But he has such insight, and he's also really endearingly sweet. So you couldn't exactly call him just a straight-up cynic. It's a very idiosyncratic combination. And look, you get the feeling that he's a good guy who loves a good crack. And this new album, it's called FLOTUS,
right?
Which isn't anything to do with Michelle Obama.
Okay.
It actually stands for Love Often Turns Us Still. And it's still a very lush sound. I mean, Lamb Chop perfected this huge orchestration of country soul music, if you like. It sort of reinvigorated that sound from Yore, if you like. And what they've done now is just taken away that kind of country soul element, but kept it lush. But they've used vocoders and synths on this record and beats. It's a complete turnaround. And for me, it sits somewhere between the recent Bon Iver album and that David Bowie low Berlin period, which was a very icy cold set of works that really kind of had this disconnection-connection thing going on. So that's what I think's going on with this record, FLOTUS. It really ponders the line between connection and disconnection, these kind of weird times that we live in. So look, if you've enjoyed the Bon Iver record, if you've enjoyed the recent Frank Ocean record,
yes,
I think is a really good comparison as well. What Kurt Wagner really knows how to do well is pierce into the minutiae of everyday life. He's very unsparing, but he's really lovely about it. He still loves life. He's not a dark enough dude to make you go, "Ooh, wow, that guy's super cold." But incredible turnaround on this record and how they make it work. And look, I thought we'd leave you with one of my favourite tracks from the record, which is Old Masters.
Fantastic. Lamb Chop with Old Masters. Andrew, thank you as always.
Yeah, and you can actually also read the new music review at 2SER.com, where you'll see and read about a lot more music that's happening at 2SER this week.
Exactly. Thank you, Andrew. Here's some Lamb Chop.
Da 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 da.